Al-Qaeda out with an internet statement this morning threatening more attacks on Americans. While it does confirm Osama bin Laden is dead, certainly L.A. is again shown as the target, as it has always been. And joining us now live, L.A. Police Deputy Chief Michael Downing, who in fact heads up the department's counterterrorism bureau. Chief, anything in some of this latest information that we're getting out of these hard drives and out of Washington right now in the last, let's say, 24 to 48 hours that has especially raised your antenna about what we might be looking at relative to threats here in Los Angeles?
No, nothing really that raises my antenna. My antenna is already up, really. I mean, this is just more validation and confirming what we've always known, that L.A. is a target, as is other big cities in the United States. And, you know, with you have the Millennium Bomber, you have the second wave attack after 9/11, where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed outsourced to Hanbali, which is part of Al-Qaeda's plan. So this is really not new information, and I think this information that we're receiving about the train attacks and that kind of thing are aspirational targets. These are things that Al-Qaeda and the like have always planned, and it's on their list. And as you know, once it's on the list, it doesn't go away.
Sure. And let me ask you about that, specifically talking about sort of these larger target ideas. Are you more concerned about some sort of an organized thing, as we saw in 9/11, for example? Or are you more concerned about sort of the rogue individual, the one person that straps a bomb onto his body and goes into a shopping center, or, you know, maybe into LAX or one of our entertainment events? Is that a greater threat in L.A.?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. You know, Al-Qaeda, the threat of Al-Qaeda has morphed into these decentralized, inspired, ideological, you know, homegrown terrorists. And I think that we do have those types of individuals in this region. And if this is this could be justification for them mobilizing and targeting innocent people with violence. And I think that's one of the things that we have to be cautious for. And the public really needs to understand that they cannot be paralyzed by fear, but find a way to participate, have their attention cycle expanded, and know how to report suspicious activity when they see it.
All right, Chief, appreciate your time as always. L.A. Police Deputy Chief Michael Downing there heads up this city's counterterrorism bureau.